Hey, what's going on, everybody? Thanks for checking out Real Talk Real Estate. This is Aaron Luttrell with the Aaron Advantage. And as I put in the description today, I'm going to talk a little bit about reality of real estate versus reality TV in real estate. And not only just reality TV, but real estate agents' portrayal in the media, on television in general, whether that be sitcoms or television shows or anything else that's going on. I'll often see people who are looking at what agents look like on TV and try to compare that to what agents actually do in real life. And honestly, it's completely different. And I thought I'd set the record straight on a couple of things. So I have been watching NCIS on Netflix here recently. Been on a kick watching the show from, you know, the early 2000s. And there's a lot of things that are on there that are just completely different then than they are now. The technology and everything else kind of wrote me in, so I've got really used to watching it, and so I'm watching, I'm going through this binge, and one of the first things I saw is last night they had a character who was a real estate agent. And one thing that she did, which is a way that I see agents portrayed on a lot of reality TV shows on HGTV, specifically like House Hunter or things of that nature, is she was really kind of a pushy salesperson. She was working with a buyer, taking them to a listing to show them the property, and really not discussing any kind of relationship with the client or trying to figure out any questions or needs or wants that this client might have or anything like that, but was just being shown to just kind of say, hey, here's this feature of the house and this feature of the house, and you're gonna love this, and just wait till you check out this, and being really salesy. And that's something that I see as a portrayal of real estate agents all the time. The truth is I've often heard that in my profession, you know, unfortunately, we're often likened to really sleazy salespeople, somebody whose only job is to try to get a deal, find them, fleece them, and forget them, is really something that I've heard a lot of people talking about for a long time. And I thought I'd like to set the record straight on, you know, kind of how I like to run my business and the things that I like to do, and say, hey, this is what you might see on TV, or this is a perception you might have based on different things you've seen versus how things actually exist. So one of the things, like I said, that's always portrayed on TV, every agent in every property they go in has every answer to every question that a buyer has. And for me, the truth is there are hundreds of listings that are available online. And oftentimes when I am showing buyers property, I don't have the answer to every question that they have right off hand. The truth is I'm kind of at the same mercy they are with finding a lot of this information, because the truth of the matter is that real estate agents are no longer the gatekeepers of the information that they once were. Everything that you want to find out about a property is available online. And I tell everybody, you know, if you're a real savvy buyer and you spend enough time with me, you're going to find out specifically where you can go, where you can look, and how you can find a lot of the information that I'm going to be able to look up and provide to you. Now, that's not to say that I don't provide any type of service and I'm not willing to look that stuff up, but the truth is that's actually now like kind of the lowest level of the service that I provide. The stuff that I'm really going to kind of excel at is when I'm going to be negotiating your deal and when I'm going to be finding out the information that's maybe not readily available because it's stuff that you got to do a little bit deeper digging on. And that's generally when you're going to be getting into some of the questions about financing and some of the options that may be available to you, or the negotiating of what you think the price should be versus what the market price actually is going to be on a property. And those are the kind of things that you just don't see on television. You know, real estate agents just know number of bedrooms, number of bathrooms, and they want to talk about the updates and the upgrades. And, you know, that's all great and that's good and well. And a lot of times I want to offer that information to my buyers, but a lot of times that's stuff that they're going to find on a data sheet. That's a lot of stuff that many times buyers get a hold of me and say, hey, I want to see this house because I know it's got a brand new roof on it. I know they're including these appliances, because the internet's really made it available to everybody and made it easy for everybody to find that out. In addition to that, I get this question all the time, and this is a question that's always really easily answered for some reason by agents on TV, and that's, how old's the furnace? How old's the wiring and plumbing? Truth is, in Indiana, where I work and where I sell homes, those are not even questions that are easily answered by the people who own the homes a lot of times, because they're not required disclosures on the seller's disclosure. Many times, I'm walking in a house and I have a general idea of how to try to take a look and figure out the age of those appliances, like the water heater, the furnace, the major mechanicals within the home, because I spent a lot of time doing research on ways that I can figure that stuff out, because I spent a lot of time talking to home inspectors and other service providers who are professionals who know how to get that information and have kind of passed that along to me so I can offer that extra level of service. But most times, people just really don't know that. And those are questions I always easily see agents answer on TV. The other thing is nobody on TV ever says the words, "I don't know." There's a lot of agents who have a fear of not knowing specific answers anytime they're asked a question. And really, I think that's a big detriment to this industry, that people aren't willing to admit that there are certain things that they don't know, and they think that they just have to give answers to every question that's asked. I'm going to be honest with you. If I have a buyer who asks me a question and I honestly don't know the answer, I'm going to tell them up front, "Hey, you know what? I can't honestly answer that question for you, but my job is to go and do the research and find out and get you the answer that's going to help you make the right decision that you need to." And that's really what I think is a more professional and better service to my clients than anything you ever see anybody doing on TV. Reality TV is just that. It's TV. The truth is there is nothing really real about most of these shows that you see on HGTV. I tell clients all the time, whether it's Flip or Flop or is House Hunter or anything else you see, those shows were made with the purpose of entertaining a client. They try to take the true life of what real estate transactions look like and condense them down into a 30-minute episode for your entertainment. You know, I've said this once before on a Real Talk Real Estate episode that I've done. A lot of people look at it and they see that these people go out, they look at three homes and they find the home of their dreams and they make a purchase. And you know what? Every time they pick a home, they get the one that they wanted the first time they make the offer. Or maybe they get a single counter offer and then they accept. And the truth is, there are a lot of nuances to every single real estate transaction. I've been in this industry for over a decade and I can tell you with absolute certainty that no two transactions I've ever done have been exactly the same. Everybody's got a slightly different situation. Every client's got a slightly different reality of what they want, how they want to find a home, and what they want in a home when they're buying a home. And not only that, every seller has a different end game or end goal in mind when they're going to put their home on the market. The best thing that you should do when you're looking for a real estate agent is you find someone who you're comfortable with, who you feel is competent to handle your transaction, and ultimately that you feel you can build a great relationship with, because ultimately I'm not in a sales profession. I am in a service providing position. My job is to make sure that I am doing everything I can to provide you with the absolute best service at all times to handle your transaction and your needs. So that's just a real quick rant I have, especially after seeing this episode of TV last night where every real estate agent on television is always portrayed as a super bubbly, super knowledgeable, super salesy, pushy person. I just want to let everybody know that is not who I am or what I do. Ultimately, my job is to make sure I'm educating you throughout the process, answering any questions, and making sure you're taken care of. If you have any questions about the real estate transaction or any part of it, you can let me know down in the comments below. As always, I'm going to go ahead and leave this video posted so you can come back and watch it anytime. Feel free to like the video and share it with anybody you know who's got any interest in finding out what a real estate agent can do for them. Also, you can give me a call anytime at 812-779-6273 to let me know any real estate questions you might have or to let me know any topics you want to hear about here on Real Talk Real Estate. I'll be live at 5 every Monday, so be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode of Real Talk Real Estate. You guys have a great one.